10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, your source for the truth and what's really happening today.
Welcome to part 5 of the Illuminati Unmasked, the prepare message decoded. In the last session, part 4, we were talking about the occurrences of the word prepare that took place in the Super Bowl. If you're just joining us for the first time, I want to encourage you to please go listen to part 4 and then come back to listen to this part, because the things that I'm going to share here are built upon part 4. Now, as a quick review, we looked at the prepare message that took place when the children's choir sang at the very beginning of the Bruno Mars halftime show. And that consisted of 12 children standing on the stage in the dark. Their silhouettes were showing against the backdrop of a screen. And they sang the first 5 lines of the Bruno Mars song, Billionaire. And we talked about that in the last session. But at the end of the short chorus, they sang the words prepare 3 times. And I explained what I believe is the decoded message that was hidden inside of there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are new to the study of the Illuminati has stated in their official writings that symbolism is very important to them. They have stated that symbolism is their avenue for communicating very deep, insightful information and knowledge and wisdom. And in their opinion, according to their beliefs, they say that those that are enlightened and that have the wisdom of the mysteries, or in other words, the wisdom of Lucifer, are able to understand the symbols. But the people who are blind and who have not been encased with the light of Lucifer will not get it. They will see the symbols on the surface. They're not able to see below the layers. So folks, this comes from their writings themselves. Manly P. Hall, a Freemason Illuminati writer, stated this in his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. So this isn't something I'm making up. This is something from them. This is their information. And because it is their information and their strategy, we, as the wise children of Jesus, of Jehovah, of Yahweh, can have the ability to decode what their plan is. Now, for those that aren't familiar with what the Illuminati is doing, the Illuminati is a group of individuals who have worshipped Lucifer for hundreds of years through the membership of secret societies and cults of evil and pagan satanic covens of mystery, and through an occultic hierarchy. There are clerics of Satan who exist on this planet who are a part of the elite grouping, a very small group who live on this planet who Satan has given a lot of wealth to because they worship him. And these families have become dynasties of darkness, and they have continued the knowledge of Satan in their family genealogy. And because of that, they have been able to maintain very great power here on earth. They have the power of wealth. They have the power of banking. They are involved in all of the substantial portions of human society: banking, academia, politics, government, education, entertainment, etc. And these people who are a part of this dark order have a plan. And their plan is to move planet Earth into a new world order. In order to do that, they have to get rid of the old world order. The old world order stands in their way. So they have a scheme. They have a template that they are operating under to destroy the old world and also Western civilization. These elite people have a plan, ladies and gentlemen. And their plan is going to destroy America and first world Western powers. Now, some people may say, Nathan, how is it possible that a small group of people can do this? Well, it's because Satan is the god of this world, and when humans give their allegiance to the god of this world, Satan, for lack of a better term, gives them dark blessings of riches and power. And these individuals are never satisfied. They are dedicated to the utter destruction of the old world. And their dedication has been revealed. Some of the members have come forth. Some of them have written about them openly. Manly P. Hall is one of them. And there are different groupings where these individuals get together and continue to plan their scheme. And these groupings involve many of the quote-unquote conspiratorial type roundtable secret organization that have been spoken of over the last few years that most people make fun of and say they're not real. But folks, they are real. And those groups have many names. The Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, Skull and Bones, the Committee of 300, the Club of Rome, the Knights Templar. Folks, there are many of them, and I'm sure that most of you know about this. If you're a regular listener, you have been awake for a while. Many of you could probably give your own essay and lecture about these things because you've been studying this for years. So for most of you, I'm not giving you information you've never heard, but I am always getting new listeners to this program, and sometimes some of the new listeners are at level one in the awakening process. So if you are new to learning about the New World Order, my friend, it is real. And the New World Order is the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13, when the beast rises up out of the ocean to take over the world. The New World Order is the one world government. The New World Order will be that thing that causes the small and the great, the rich and the poor to take the mark. The New World Order will be the one controlled by Satan. And the New World Order is going to be that creature that takes this world through the Great Tribulation and brings great destruction to planet Earth. It's going to be powered by Satan, the dragon, and the Church of Jesus is going to be purified through this season. Yes, that's right, folks. Jesus is going to use the tribulation period to purify and prepare his bride. There is no get out of jail ticket so that you do not get to be purified. The rapture, the resurrection event, will not occur to let everybody escape at the beginning. I'm sorry, but this is biblical reality. The American church has been hoodwinked and deceived to believe that they don't have to worry about the things that are coming on this world because they're going to leave, because the rapture is going to help them escape. Now, folks, I used to believe that. I used to be an Assembly of God preacher, and I taught it. I learned about it 30 years ago in Bible college. But as the years went on, I started to notice that some verses did not add up with what I was teaching. And over the course of time, God took me through the wilderness, and he had to re-educate me on these things. And I'm glad that he did, because now it makes more sense. The reason for the tribulation actually makes more sense. You know, folks, when you think about the Church of Jesus, and you think about the people of God, over and over, throughout man's history, we can see that it's through tribulation that the people of God learn humbleness. It's through tribulation that the people of God gain a new perspective, gain the correct perspective, and lose sight and attachments to the things of this planet. And here, in the 21st century, we can see that there is a huge, huge problem when we consider the condition of the church and the hearts of God's people, and then we compare it to what we read in Scripture on what God is looking for. The two do not mix right now, folks. Let's be honest. The Western church has made a bunch of American Christians who do not really understand what holiness is, what trials are for, what forgiveness is, what the fruit of the Spirit are all about. Today's American church has been tricked and pacified and hypnotized into believing that Christianity is just about happiness and stuff. Now, folks, I don't want to get sidetracked, but it's very important for me to mention this because as the New World Order is gaining traction right now and transforming this planet right now into their new engineered society, the church is not addressing what's going on right now. Now, if you've been a regular listener to this program, you know this is true, my friend. Many of you got tired of the nonsense that's been taking place in regular churches today. because the big box churches are just patty-caking the people along, keeping them hypnotized in their coma, but the big box churches are not preparing people to be tough. Today's American church has soft hands. Today's American church is just acquainted with the bottle, with milk, if even that. Today's American church has diluted the gospel. It is not healing the people. It's not preparing the people. And folks, I grieve over this. I know that many of you still attend churches, and I don't blame you, because what else do you do? For some of you, you don't have a choice. Some of you feel that that's where God wants you, but still, you see all of the mess that's going on. And folks, it's very frustrating to me to watch this, because I see what the New World Order is doing. I see what the Illuminati is doing. That evil, dark hierarchy of the occult is bringing darkness into this planet. It's bringing darkness over America. And because it's doing that, the church isn't ready. And when the next phase begins, which we are about to enter, the church is not going to be ready. Many Christians will not be ready when it arrives. They won't know what to do. They won't have a clue what's going on. And unfortunately, many of them are going to fall for the media lie of deception. There's going to be a propaganda campaign to explain what's going on when the next phase arrives. What phase are you talking about, Nathan? I'm talking about war, civil war, political unrest, revolt, oh, and World War III. And folks, when this thing gets going, I've stated this already, but let me say it again. The dark fog of Satan's invasion of creatures from the underworld are going to come over the land. God's going to allow this to happen. This is the beast judgment. And God's going to allow Satan to unleash his soldiers. And they're going to be entities and dark spirits from the platoon and battalions of the underworld. And they're going to come forth on the surface of the world like roaches pouring out of a dark closet. They're going to go across the land and bring mayhem. Now the Illuminati knows this is coming. And these things are taking place according to their script. And they're going forth very smoothly. Now, when we watch the news seems to be chaotic. When we look at world events, there's a lot of questions, a lot of mysteries, a lot of unknown. What's going on? What's going on in the Ukraine? Why is Russia acting that way? What's Putin's problem? Why is Putin being mean? Why is he assembling his troops on the border of the Ukraine? What's going on with Syria? What about the Middle East? Etc. The news makes it sound chaotic. Oh no, Obama doesn't know what to do. John Kerry's trying to put out the fire of the world, but it's not working. What are we going to do? Folks, it's all according to a script, according to a plan. They know what they're doing. And from time to time, they announce what they're doing and what they're about to do. They telegraph their next move. They telegraph it before the public eye. And that's what happened in the Super Bowl. That's why we're talking about this. Now, during the Bruno Mars concert halftime show, the children's choir sang five lines from the opening portion of Bruno Mars' song, Billionaire. And they did not sing it the way Bruno Mars sings it, because when he sings it, he starts out with the F-bomb right out of the gate. So for those of you parents who might have seen Bruno Mars in the Super Bowl and you go, oh, what a nice boy. He's retro. He's like the old school. He dresses nice. What a nice boy. Baloney. Bruno Mars is foul and vile in his songs and in the words that he sings. So if your children have Bruno Mars on their MP3 players and their iPods, parents, be responsible. Do your job. What goes into the heart is going to pollute. A little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. The Bible says, therefore come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. And then God will receive us unto himself. And he will be our father. We will be his children. Come out from among them, folks. Police what your children are doing. So the children sang during the Bruno Mars concert the opening words of Billionaire. And how pathetically fitting is it for these dark minions to use children to deliver the message from the satanic Illuminati? They did the same thing during the Olympic ceremony. They used children to show us that Satan was going to take over the planet. And, by the way, the children are his property. That was the message that was communicated during the opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympics. And here we have them doing it once again. They shared the prepare message. And when they got to the word prepare, They sung it three times, but between the three words of prepare, they showed static on the screen behind the children. So it said prepare, and then there was static. Well, let me play this again, folks. And there's a reason I'm doing this, because I'm about to introduce the next portion of prepare, but you have to have this on the table. We are studying this thing, so let's play this. Listen to this. Okay, you just heard it. Between each prepare was static. That static was an interruption of the emergency broadcast system alert. We're all familiar with on the TV set when the TV goes to snow, and then they say, we interrupt this program because such and such has just happened. This event has happened. Please seek shelter. Save yourselves. Go to the bunker. It is here. Get ready, etc. So between the three statements of prepare, the emergency broadcast showed up. That wasn't an accident, folks. They did that on purpose to show that an actual emergency is going to happen when the announcement is made at some point in the days ahead. At some point, you're going to hear an interruption. If you're watching TV or if you have a phone and you have it set up for that, many of the phones today will get the emergency broadcast system alert. Maybe you'll be driving around and you'll hear it. Wherever you are, maybe you'll be in line at Walmart and those TV screens will show it. But at some point in our future, ladies and gentlemen, please know this. There will be an interruption on the TV channel, on the radio station, on your phone. We interrupt this program. An event just occurred. The story's developing, but apparently a plane crashed into a building, or a building exploded, or a stadium exploded, or a car bomb went off in front of a building, a bridge collapsed. There has been a release of some sort of poison in the downtown area of this metropolitan area. It appears that many people are lying on the street. They are dead. Please stay tuned for further developments. Or NORAD has just let us know that there are missiles in the air and they're headed for the Midwest. Or a missile just hit the coastline of America. Seattle just got hit. San Diego just got hit. Miami just got hit. Jacksonville, North Carolina, etc., ladies and gentlemen. Nathan, why did you say those towns? Do you know anything? No, I'm just saying them at random, folks. But when the children sang prepare, the emergency broadcast system came on. They showed everybody that's how it's going to happen. So, as the prepare message shows up, people will be told, hey, you better get ready. Something's going on. It's going down. Perhaps it'll start out at 8 in the morning, and the news person on Fox News or CNN will say, folks, things aren't looking very well with the developments in the Ukraine and Russia. There are troop movements. We have the 6th Fleet is now in the Black Sea, and there has been an exchange of fire between the forces of America and Russia. I don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but we will hear initially that things are going down. And the smart people will then say, uh-oh, I think I better make a run to the store. So the first time they hear prepare, they're going to the store to get their stuff. The wife calls the husband, you need to leave work, go fill up the cart, take all the money that we have out of the bank, and buy food. Fill up the car, fill up the tanks. So people will be doing some things in a panic mode. But then, while they are in the middle of their mode, the emergency broadcast system will then interrupt their activity with an emergency broadcast system message. It's going to happen that fast, folks. And the reason that I feel so strongly I'm talking about this is because we do not need to be getting our things in order on that day, or even the day before, or several days before. Folks, right now is the time to be getting things in order, because it's coming. I can't stress that enough. It is coming. Now, the children sang the song, and between the three prepares, we heard the static. Now, I'm going to talk about the next portion, which consists of 12 more occurrences of the word prepare. And this next set of 12 Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really not sure if anybody saw it. Now, if I found it, then of course logic would say there has to be someone else that saw it. Nathan, you can't be the only one. Well, that's true, maybe, but I haven't been able to find anyone talking about it on the internet or on YouTube. So what I'm about to share with you right now is going to create, I'm sure, a lot of discussion on the internet. I'm sure a lot of people are going to go back and look at it, and it's going to create and open up a new influx of people that are studying this. Because up to this point, many people have been led to believe that there was nothing in this Super Bowl on the same level of Illuminati messaging that we saw last year with Beyonce or the year before with Madonna. Well, folks, I disagree. What we had this year was in a total different category. Because when Madonna did her thing, it was just dark satanic symbolism. It was a display to give glory to Satan and the powers of darkness. It was an occult ritual. When Beyonce did her thing last year, same thing. It was occultic. But this year, ladies and gentlemen, this year had the ingredients of a warning. And not just a minor warning, but a huge, huge warning. And the way that the Illuminati chose to communicate this warning, as I stated in the previous session, I believe was a form of mocking to the people that attended the Super Bowl and also to you, because what they did was show 12 times, 12 occurrences of the word prepare. Most people did not see it. And get this, this is the thing that frustrates me when I consider it, because the fans that attended the Super Bowl who were there, who saw it in front of their eyes, they saw it appear before their eyes 12 times, but they didn't notice it. And here's the part that's even worse. They participated in communicating the 12 occurrences of the word prepare, and they don't even know they did it. Now, I must stress this, and I must emphasize something. Because no one noticed it, it was a slam dunk home run for the New World Order and for MK Ultra, and you folks taking notes? For the mind control witch doctors at the New World Order brainwashing development lab like Tavistock. I'll say that word again. Tavistock. T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K. Tavistock. What is that, Nathan? Tavistock is one of those layers of study that the New World Order hive uses to determine and map out the slave behavior for the entombed citizens of planet Earth. In other words, Tavistock studies the prison behavior of world citizens right now. How do they do that? They study how people are reacting. They study how they can throw out a morsel of entertainment or something that's shiny in front of society or the youth or the culture of America. And instead of the members of society looking at the shiny object with suspicion, instead of that happening, the New World Order is noticing more and more that if it's shiny, if it's cool, if it's a gadget, if it's technology, the people love it. And these gadgets are continuing to be used to keep people in a slumber and in a coma. Now, Tavistock is part of the team who is data mining the behavior of regular folks who have no clue that they are living in a programmed and predictable manner. Mom and Dad, your children are living in a programmed and a predictable world that has been specially formulated with the intent to keep your children anesthetized so that they will not become upset as the New World Order arrives. Now, there is a huge mind control program going on in America right now, and they are using, now folks, please hear me, they're using the avenues of entertainment. Entertainment is a big, big tool of the New World Order and the mind control scientists of the New World Order. They use entertainment to keep people in a coma, to keep people thinking that everything's great, to make people believe that all you have to do is jump up and down and dance and enjoy the music and you'll be happy. Don't worry about what's happening in world affairs. The architects of the New World Order have figured out how to be able to succeed in the final phases of their plan, because in times past, in previous generations, folks, just go back to the 70s, the 60s, the 50s. When the government was doing things here in America, college students were the ones that got out on the streets and revolted. They're the ones that started the trouble. They're the ones that started screaming and hollering. They're the ones that showed up with the signs. And they're the ones that turned up the temperature. They're the ones that had influence on changing the direction that the country was going. It was the college-age students. They didn't like what they saw. And they had nothing to lose. They had no obligations to the quote-unquote man. They just didn't like what they saw. So they revolted. The civil rights movement was largely successful because the youth got involved. Same thing with the Vietnam War when the draft was going on. And the politicians saw it and it scared them, so they changed. Today, the young people are too occupied to notice that they are being enslaved. Today, the young people are too occupied to notice that a giant noose is being placed around every one of their necks because they are occupied with a little gadget in their hand that buzzes every 5 minutes and sends them a very short sentence with horrible grammar, a text message, and then they have to respond to it. They are occupied with texting one another. The young people of today have lost the skill of language arts, of communication, where they are able to concisely place their thoughts in paragraphs and orally communicate those paragraphs with one another. They can't do that. They have been reduced to speaking in short little abbreviations about nothing, about things that don't matter. When I go out in public, I see youths walking together in herds, but every one of them have their little phones and they're texting, even though they're in a group. And they're still living in this bubble. They don't believe that the American government would ever hurt them. They believe that the politicians have everything under control and they don't have to worry and things are going to get taken care of. And while they have this thought pattern that Obama is the quote-unquote boss, by the way, today's new education system, Common Core, which is from Satan, which is from the school of the KGB propaganda machine, from Hitler's underground labs, Common Core is sweeping the nation. It has taken over all the education where it has turned our students, our children, into a bunch of blithering nincompoops who have no clue, who cannot think, who cannot function, who cannot reason. Nathan, I thought this was about the Super Bowl. This is about the Super Bowl. But ladies and gentlemen, the event that occurred, and I'm about to share this, it occurred because the people allowed it to occur and they had no clue. No one questioned it, what I'm about to share with you. Based on what I witnessed, I believe it gives full credence and proof that the New World Order is going to succeed. They're going to win. The only ones that are disturbed at what's going on in the changes happening here in America, the only ones are the older people who remember how it used to be. But unfortunately, the older people are immersed in debt. They're in bad health. They don't have the same body they used to have decades ago. They don't like what's going on, but they can't do anything because they're in debt or they're on fixed incomes. And they try to tell the young people, and then the young people are too busy texting one another. So the takeover of America is going to succeed, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say that. It's going to succeed because one of the most important groups that's necessary for a revolution to happen is asleep and doesn't know. They have no clue. And that's the young generation today. And this has been done on purpose. I'm explaining, folks. I lifted the hood up of the New World Order plan, and we're looking at inside, at the engine, at the wires, at the motor, at all the different components of the New World Order machine, and I'm dissecting it and explaining why it's going to succeed this time, why Bible prophecy will happen. And this goes with the pre-tribulation rapture theory. In the past, and I'm talking about maybe the 70s and the 80s, people used to say, the reason that the New World Order is going to rise up, the one more government, the Antichrist guy, the reason he's going to take over the world is because America is going to become depopulated when the rapture happens. And all the Christians in America are going to disappear. And because they'll be gone, then America will no longer be strong. A lot of congressmen will leave. Maybe the president will disappear. This is when Reagan was in there. A lot of teachers. And so it'll be chaotic. It'll be a ghost town. So then it'll be easy for the one world government to take over because America has been evacuated. Well, that theory is not necessary for this thing to happen. Here's what is really going to happen. Since the pre-tribulation rapture has lost its footing with reality, and since God is going to allow the church to be purified and purged, America needs to be reduced. Western society needs to be destroyed. The old world order must be vanquished. And that is being done right now before our eyes. It started in 2008 with the crash in September. And now here we are 6 years later, and the young people have no clue what's going on. You know what's really sad, folks, is that thing was 6 years ago, and you have kids graduating from high school right now who were in eighth grade when that started. They have lived from eighth grade and all of their high school years in this economy. They have endured this depression, and that's all they've ever known. They have endured the tyranny that's taking over, the militarization of the police forces. They have endured, as teenagers and now young adults, the Obama administration that is shoving socialism and fascism down their throat. They don't know any different. So that's why this plan is working. So getting to the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, please hear what I'm going to say right here. The New World Order, the Illuminati, the minions of the globalist satanic takeover team are creating different methods of mind control tools that are being used right now to corral everyone into the new world. They're going to corral everyone in their thinking, in their logic, in their culture, in their entertainment. They are doing it. So when you see Miley Cyrus acting like an idiot and Katy Perry embarrassing her parents with demonic displays, this is all being manufactured by these minions. Now, as the flames arrive, when the ignition source is lit and war begins, we're going to have a new season. And the new season will be made obvious. There will be no question that things have changed. Whoa, we're in war now. So all of the members of society who have been asleep up to that point will then wake up and say, huh, what's going on? And then after the war is done, and a lot of them die, then we're going to have the aftermath. That's when the phoenix bird of the New World Order will rise out of the fire and the ashes, and then they'll have their New World Order. So there are three phases. The first phase is the preparation phase of warning, and that's what the watchmen are crying out about. That's what I'm talking about regularly. And then there's the actual event when it's happening, enduring the event, and then there's the aftermath. That's what you need to get ready for, folks. Most people are not going to be ready for the event when it arrives, and the aftermath, they won't have a clue. And because they're not ready, they will find themselves standing in line and becoming just a number in the New World Order system that's going to be revealed. They'll just be a number. Now, folks, I'm spending some time explaining this because the Super Bowl message that was displayed isn't just about a scary symbol that I have to decode and tell you, okay, here's what it was. Isn't that scary? Okay, here's another one they did. Isn't that scary? Folks, that's not what I'm doing. I am presenting what they did, what it meant, and why it needs to matter to us, and what we need to do about it, what we need to process, what you need to think about, what you need to pray about, how you can structure your family and navigate your family under the watchful eye of God and be in the right place so that it will not affect you in the negative way that it's going to be affecting your neighbors. The New World Order plan is a huge mind control propaganda campaign. It cannot succeed without propaganda, my friends. It can't. So we need to know about their methods of propaganda. And based on what I'm seeing today, based on what I'm observing, ladies and gentlemen, their scheme to create a human society of enslaved worker bees and drones is in motion with zero resistance here in America. Let me explain now the other 12 occurrences of the prepared message. Now that I said all of that, please listen to this. During the halftime show, a new technology was unveiled where all of the fans that were there at MetLife Stadium became part of a giant electronic display of LED lights. What do you mean, Nathan? I mean, all of the fans turned into a giant screen. The entire stadium became a screen. And here's how they did it. It was made by a company called PixMob, P-I-X, which stands for pixel, and then mob. So you have a mob of people. So the mob of people become pixels. And for those of you that are familiar with computer lingo, or you remember on the TV screen, there are so many pixels going across the screen. And as technology has advanced, the high definition TVs have allowed more pixels, which gives us more clarity, more definition. Well, when you see a pixel, it's just a small little light, one light that has three colors, red, green, and blue. And by the TV being able to control the color of each pixel, it's able to produce a picture. That's how JPEGs work. When you zoom in on a photograph, you can see the little squares. You can get down to the pixels when you magnify it enough. Well, That's what they did to MetLife Stadium. They turned it into a giant screen made out of people, though. And here's how they did it. This company, PixMob, in the past had come up with a technology where they would hand out bracelets, for example, at a concert, and each person would wear a bracelet, and then the controller is able to direct an infrared signal onto the crowd, and when it does that, it's able to activate their little lights. They could make giant images using all of the people. They turned them into a giant LED screen, electronic billboard. Now, in the past, they used little bracelets, and the lights would change according to the computer that was controlling them. But at the Super Bowl decided to do this, and they said this to PixMob. They ordered 100,000 little lights to hand out to all the fans, and each person was given a black winter hat, and the hat looked like a ski hat with a logo on the front. It said Super Bowl, and it had Pepsi's logo on it, but it had three LED lights also included on the logo of the little ski hat. And the people were instructed to put them on their heads when the halftime show started and when they were told to. Now, they were also told not to open up the hat that was inside of a bag until they were instructed. Earlier, I mentioned that this was a giant MKUltra experiment for mind control to see if people would obey like they were told to obey at the Super Bowl. And folks, it was for the most part a success. A few people did not put the hats on, but for the most part, the majority did. Now, I have placed a photograph of these little hats on my website in Notes and Images so you can go see what I'm talking about. But let me just read to you the bag that the hat was placed inside. And watch this. It's all about mind control. It's all about slavery. It's all about do what you're told. It's all about you're a little minion. You can't think for yourself. But that's how the new society that they are developing is going to function. And at the Super Bowl, here's what it said on the back. Now, make note of how many times I say the word instructions or a form of the word instructions. This is what was on the back. Instructions. Do not open until instructed to do so by the announcer. So now, instructed is, that's two times. This bag contains a video ski hat. When instructed, there it is again, third time. When instructed, please pull the battery tab and put the hat on your head with the Pepsi logo facing outward. The hat will not turn on until we remotely instruct it to do so. There's the fourth time, instruct. Further instructions, there's the fifth time. Further instructions will be provided throughout the game and just prior to the halftime show. During the show, you'll be part of the largest video screen in history, watched by hundreds of millions of people. Enjoy the show. So this hat was inside this bag, and it told the people, hey, minions, only follow the instructions. Do not open the bag until you're instructed. You're not allowed to open it because you're a little peon. Even though you paid $1,000 for your Super Bowl ticket and we gave you this hat, don't open it until we tell you you can. So when the halftime show started, the players went off the field, and then the sports commentators did a little show. And while they were doing that, the stage was being created on the field. And during that time, a person got on the huge screen and started to explain to the people about their hats. And they said, okay, everybody, take your hat out of the bag, put it on your head, and pull the little tab. And when we remotely control it, you're going to turn into a giant screen. Isn't this fun? So most of the people who were listening obeyed the orders. So the audience put the hats on their head and became a giant LED screen. Of course, not everyone obeyed, but most of the fans did without question. As the fans put their hats on, they all cheered and they got excited because they had little hats that were turned on and controlled by someone else. Ladies and gentlemen, please hear what I'm saying right here. This was profound. I find it profound. I find it significant that the Illuminati, New World Order, leadership, and by the way, folks, they're involved in this thing. The same team that's involved in designing the Super Bowl is also part of the same team who designed the Olympic opening ceremonies and the Academy Awards and political primaries. I'm going to talk about that in an upcoming session, but this thing is profound. So I find it amazing that they actually got most of the people to allow themselves to be used to be a part of this experiment. Now, to consider what I'm saying on the surface, if you are an average person and you're saying, Nathan, what's the big deal? In a perfect world, it's not a big deal, folks. It's not. And on the surface layer, the symbolism behind this event is not a big deal. And that's what most people relied on. Oh, it's fun. Cool technology. I want to be a part of it. But here's what the people did not take into account. When I put this hat on and I become one of the pixels of the Super Bowl screen, what are they going to project over me? What are they going to display? What's the message they're going to say? Do I approve of it? Do I have any say in it? No, you don't, because you're just a little pixel. See, folks, when you think of the big picture, the New World Order wants to convince today's society that they are one little dot in the matrix. You're just one little part of a group. You're one part, but together everybody is one, united into one. Individualism will not have a place in the New World Order. And so this is a continuation of the brainwashing to show people that individually they really don't matter because they're part of the big group. They're part of the herd. You're not a person that has your own thoughts of creativity. You're not a person that matters with your opinion. You just have to do your job. You're a number. So the people who were at the Super Bowl who didn't see this below the layer put the hat on their head, and folks, watch this. The Illuminati relies on, by its very name, let me just say this, Illuminati means to be illuminated, to be enlightened. The light of the Illuminati has to do with knowledge that is attached to their inner spirit. And this knowledge is given to them by the enlightened one, by the light. By the light giver. The light giver is Lucifer. Those that are high enough in it know this. But the light of enlightenment occurs at a chakra point on the human body. The chakra points start at the base of the spine and they go up through the torso, the heart, the neck, up into the forehead, to the middle of the forehead, to the third eye. That's where all of the enlightenment takes place. So the individuals who were behind the organizing of the Super Bowl specifically requested these hats to be worn by the fans. And the hats had the light, of course, on the logo. And when you placed it over your head, then the light would illuminate right over the area of the third eye of the forehead. So all of these individuals put their hats on and had their third eye turned on by someone else. Now, folks, just think about that for a second. They allowed the maestro of the program to use them as one little pixel and flash lights over the third eye. Now, folks, that is significant that the Illuminati did that. In other words, they took all of these people and they said, hey, everybody, we're not going to tell you what we're really doing. It's just going to be fun. But we're going to give you a hat to turn on your third eye, and then we're going to display a message on the hat. And you're not going to know what we're doing. So here's what happens. When the halftime show first started, the children started singing the five lines of the song Billionaire. And when they got to the portion, oh, I swear the world better prepare, 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 something very profound happened when they did that. Now, when they got to the word prepare and it showed behind the children who were holding hands, most of you saw that picture. It's all over the internet. You've seen it. Prepare. Well, what most people did not see, and this is where the red hats come in, folks. At the same time the screen behind the children showed prepare, the actual sideline, and the sidelines are 100 yards wide, so this thing was very wide, maybe 75 yards wide. But the word prepare started to rise up along the ground level, and these letters were about 30 to 50 feet tall. They were huge, huge letters, maybe even taller. And if you're paying attention, you could see the words behind the children and behind the screen. Along the fans, the word prepare started to rise. And MetLife Stadium has three levels of seating. There's the lower level, the middle, and then the nosebleeds at the top. So this word prepare rose up. It rose through the fans. And then when it was fully displayed as it rose along the fans, it was so tall that it filled up the entire bottom level. And then it continued to rise to the nosebleed section. And it rose so fast that most people didn't see it. The words rose along the people. It rose up and went to the top and then evaporated. Emergency broadcast sound came on that I've talked about. And then they said prepare again. And then it rose again. Three times It rose at the same speed the children sang it and the same frequency that appeared on the screen. Now, when this happens, it happened on each side of the end zone behind the goalpost, so it was as wide as the field. The field's 50 yards wide. It was that wide. And then it also happened along the length of the sidelines. Now, the sidelines are 100 yards wide, so it was even bigger then. So each time they sang the word prepare, the actual word went over the people. There were giant red letters over their heads in their illumination spot. Now, get this, folks. Most people did not see this happen. They didn't notice it, and they didn't suspect it. And here's the part that's incredible. It literally went right over their heads. And when this happened, I can imagine that the New World Order Illuminati individuals are laughing. Look at this. We're telling them right in front of them. It's right on their faces, over their heads. We're telling them to get ready, and they don't even know we're telling them. And here's the other thing. It's funny, huh, guys? We're actually using them to announce their own warning. Now, the fans that were there did not see it because it happened so fast. They did not know that the Illuminati slimed them with a warning that they could not see or even question. Now, folks, I have the images of this. I have a YouTube that an individual filmed that was there. When the children sang the word prepare three times, after the third one, there was a huge explosion on the field of fireworks, and all of the fans started going crazy. They cheered. Yay! Shiny lights! This is pretty! Wow! See, folks, American culture is programmed. Anytime you see something shiny now, you clap. Even though milliseconds before the fireworks went off, they were used to warn the entire planet that they need to prepare. And the message went over their bodies. And they didn't know what happened. They didn't know that they were used as a warning tool. They didn't know that they were used as an announcement from the Illuminati. The word prepare appeared on pretty much everyone there, both sidelines and the end zone. It rose from the bottom all the way to the top to the nosebleeds. It appeared as a warning, an announcement. It appeared as a telegraphing announcement of what's going to happen. But also, here's the part that when I think about this, it makes me mad. It really does make me mad because it was also a mockery. Because the New World Order said, the Illuminati stated, look at this, we're able to make a very ominous word of warning go right over them, over their heads, and they cheer about it. It went over the people. And this cycle repeated three times. Each time the children sang the words, prepare showed up. So each cycle included the sidelines, which is two, and then the end zone, which is two more, for four. So it happened four times in each cycle. So four times three cycles was 12 more occurrences of the word prepare. Now, folks, I could spend a lot of time talking about this, about the volumes of substantial meaning behind this thing, because so much occurred when the word prepare went over the people on the projection. It spoke, it warned, it mocked, it revealed the timing of coming events again, and it revealed the theme, the intensity, and I also believe it revealed the geography. What do you mean the geography? Well, if you listen to the last session, when the children got to the third line, a different city every night, oh why, they showed the American flag flash five times. So I believe that that's showing that America's going to get hit with an event five times. Five cities, because they say a different city every night, and then they flash the flag five times. So five cities are going to feel something in America. And then they said, I swear the world better prepare. So it's going to start out in America, and then the whole world's going to also start feeling it. And it revealed that the New World Order globalist Illuminati is steering the coming events. They revealed that it is them at the helm. They are inside of the command center. It's their evil satanic scheme. And the people have no clue that this is going on. Absolutely none. The people have no clue that they are pawns, that they are minions, sheeple, slaves, and brainwashed prisoners who have no power to stop it or even be aware of it. Now, folks, they projected their fateful, ominous warning of red death on the people at the Super Bowl, on all four corners. Now, think of this. Let's consider this, the symbols behind this. Four corners of MetLife Stadium had Prepare rise up. While the people cheered and clapped and smiled and gasped in jubilation and shouted in ecstasy, the four corners had a message. The four corners were north, south, east, and west. All directions better prepare, because everyone's going to feel this thing. But the Illuminati still projected and telegraphed what they were going to do, and the people had no knowledge that the warning to prepare appeared on them, nor did they have a clue that the word was a part of their clothing. They had no clue it was on their clothes, folks, on their attire, on their gleaming adornments, or on their forehead. The forehead, folks. It was a touchdown of mockery by the Illuminati, New World Order, mind control, Freudians. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's one thing to give an ominous message at the Super Bowl. Did you hear what Madonna said? She made a signal. Did you see it? And everyone would be talking about it. Or, hey, did you see what Beyonce did? She kind of winked. And we have decoded her wink to mean this, this, and this. Or Katy Perry did this. It's one thing for these musical clerics to project and telegraph some message for the Illuminati. It's one thing for them to do it from the stage. But it's another thing to be able to illuminate the warning on the unsuspecting, on the people, to have the people a part of their own warning, and then to have the people approve it and to cooperate with it reveals that the Illuminati scheme to deceive and manipulate is moving forward without one hindrance, without opposition from the majority. Why? Because it appears that they are one step ahead of society. They are steering society. They have a hold of the leash of society. Now, folks, think about this. Society does not know that they're involved in a death match. But the globalists do. The Illuminati does. The elite do. And to them, the game is afoot. And they're playing their game for keeps. And as far as society, well, they're playing the game for a keepsake, for a ticket stub, for a concert t-shirt, and a CD from the latest New World Order celebrity or demon-possessed harlot entertainer. Now, I've included the images of what I'm talking about on my website, Notes and Images. You can go there and look at them. And if you were to hear an interview from the PixMob creators, those that are behind this technology, they say that you have to be there in person to actually see the illuminated power of these little lights, because a TV camera doesn't really pick it up. Or at this point in this technology's infancy, TV cameras have not been tuned to be able to pick up the lights the way that it's possible to pick them up. So that's why when we saw the prepare message rise during the Super Bowl, they weren't as bright as they could have been. Also, as the letters rose, there were portions of the letters that did not really light up like they should have. And the reason for that was because not everyone had the hats on. I asked my wife, would you have put on the hat if you were there? And she said, well, most women don't want to mess up their hair by putting on a ski hat. So that's why a lot of them didn't put it on. But still, when you look at the lights going across the field, it looked like a lot of people did have them on. So I have the images and you can see them. I'm going to have some still shots of the prepare message rise up, and you can see for yourself. And if some of you did not see this occur, I don't think that most people were supposed to see it. People weren't supposed to see it unless they were really, really looking for it to notice it. So that's why most people didn't find it. Now, I've explained why they did it, but let me share something about, again, the timing of this thing. Now, as I said a moment ago, when the children were holding hands and they sang the word prepare and the static showed up on the screen, if you were not watching that portion of the display, and instead if you were watching the words rise up over the fans, as the word prepare rose up, they rose up so fast, most people didn't see it. But that was also another symbolic piece of information. There was also some symbolic truth hid in how they did it. And in my opinion, it was very crafty and clever, but this is what they did. The first prepare was sung, and prepare rose up. And then the kids sang it again, and it rose up. And then on the third time that the kids sang it, when their voices went up high, as the word prepare was rising over the fans, it made it approximately to the middle portion of the stands, and then it started appearing on the nosebleed sections as it was rising. But before it had a chance to make it all the way up to the nosebleed section, there was an explosion of fireworks on the field. And as I watched that, it sent a message. Now, the explosion on the field, by the way, has a message in itself. And I'm going to mention that, and then we'll go back to the prepare message. The explosion in the field starts at the Seattle Seahawks side of the field, and 8 fireworks go off along the Seahawks portion, and then it spread to the end zone of the Broncos, where 8 more fireworks exploded. And if we stop to consider the number of fireworks on each side, it was 8 and 8. Now, 8 is the number of infinity. 8 has a lot of significance, huge significance. But it also represented the fires that are going to appear over the land. They were telling us to prepare. They were singing the words prepare, and then the field exploded. So the meaning behind this was, while people are preparing, then the missiles are going to land, the fires are going to begin, the ignition points will be lit, and we're going to see the fireworks occur. We're going to see the fires start from one end of the country to the other. Now, Seattle is in the northwest portion of the United States. And one thing that I wonder is, does this mean that it's going to begin in the northwest part of the country? Is Seattle going to feel something first? And then will it spread across the country and then make it to Colorado and the fires will continue to burn? Because that's what it looked like on the field. It started on one end and went to the other. But when the children were singing, they said, the world better prepare. So possibly this is talking about the entire world. It's going to start at one end of the planet and spread across the whole planet. So we can look at this in multiple layers. Maybe it applies to the United States, and maybe also it applies to the planet. It's going to start at one end and spread to the other. Nevertheless, folks, this was the message that they were displaying. Prepare for fireworks. Boom. Okay. So the fireworks reveal events that are coming. We also saw the emergency broadcast interruption between the prepares. And then here's what I was going to say about the climbing word of prepare in the third cycle. When the third cycle of prepare started to rise, it didn't make it all the way to the top before the field exploded. Now, the first two cycles made it to the top of the nosebleed section over the fans, but cycle 3 did not make it. I have looked at this video over and over, ladies and gentlemen, and some people could say, well, they just ran out of time and then had to. No, all of this is carefully choreographed. They work on this thing to make sure that there is no question what they're trying to say. By the way, here's another layer of interpretation. As the words of prepare started at ground floor and started to rise higher and higher across the middle section and then into the nosebleed sections of the stadium, does that signify starting from the south and rising to the north? That's one thing I wondered about. In other words, what geographical part of the compass did the lower level represent as opposed to the nosebleed section? Did they represent different parts of the country? And see, folks, I don't know all of this. A lot of you are probably thinking about this now. And if you have some thoughts about it, feel free to write me and tell me what you think. Email me. But when the third cycle was rising, it did not make it to the very top before the field exploded. And I noticed this and I asked myself, why? And this is the only thing I can conclude. What it means is that by the time the third warning of preparation is given nationwide, or worldwide, where people are becoming frantic and they know that the big one's coming. They know that the event is coming. There is no doubt. They know. And while they are telling their neighbors or they're trying to get ready, before all of the people have a chance to prepare, the explosion's going to arrive. And folks, this type of layout actually lines up with history over and over. Because when we look at world history and we see wars that have come and gone, or revolutions that have come and gone, or catastrophes, etc., there are usually the people in the first phase of the warning who get it and they leave early before anyone else. And then there's the people that leave pretty quick after it starts, or they get ready at the very beginning. But then there's the people, the stragglers, the people that wait too long. And finally, they say to themselves, well, I guess, okay, I'm done playing my video game. Let me save it here. Save. Okay, now that I saved it, I guess I'll go to the store with you, dear wife, and we'll get some stuff and batteries because you think, okay, let's get in the car. So he comes out, the straggler guy, he gets into the car, and the minute he shuts the car door, the mushroom cloud explodes over his head because he waited too long. That's what the third cycle meant. It meant that not everyone is going to be able to be ready when the event arrives. Now, folks, in a way, it's very telling that the Illuminati would spell it out this way, but that part I really can't argue with, because I'm watching people today already, instead of saying, Nathan, you know what? I appreciate all this information. I'm going to take it to God. I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to fast and pray, seek him for guidance to see if this is true, what you're telling me. You see, folks, instead of doing that, right now, there's a portion of the listening audience out there in internet land, and you know who you are if you're out there. You're still laughing and mocking and going to forums and blogs and talking about how Nathan's crazy and none of this stuff can be true, and they've been talking about this for years, and instead of considering that you need to maybe pray about this, you're shooting the messenger. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, 15, it says, God had compassion on the people, so he sent his servants in the morning to go warn the people because he loved them, but the people mocked and scoffed the messengers. They didn't listen to the message. They mocked them. And as a result, there was no remedy for those people. And those are going to be the people that are in the nosebleed section. The prepare message is just entering the city gates, and it's going to be too late for them. So we're going to see a huge, huge body count from people that did not get ready, folks. That's going to be the sad part of this, but it's going to happen. Now, I know that I've given you some heavy-duty stuff right here to think about. I know this is heavy, folks. Huge. But I have been seeking God over the past few weeks. And as I stated in the previous session, I have looked at the commercials. I've looked at this event. I watched the halftime show. This is just a portion of the warning that they gave. They telegraphed what they're going to do. And this is just one little part. There are other parts that involve the actual players. And I have been able to decode who the players are. They're going to involve a lot of different parts of American society, including the military. They're going to include spiritual elements. They're going to involve societal elements. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of darkness that's going to be involved. A lot of darkness was revealed in their message. Many of you, you've probably already seen the Maserati commercial about their car, the Ghibli. And at the very end, it says, we have prepared, now we strike. There was a lot of information in that commercial. A lot, ladies and gentlemen. And the information had to do with not just the trident that we saw at the very end. And the trident was very, very telling, but that wasn't the only thing. Now, real quick though, the trident. The trident is the mythological weapon for Neptune or Poseidon, his other name that he goes by. Poseidon lives in the ocean. He has a trident. Also, the trident is used by the god Shiva in the Hindu religion. And also, of course, Satan uses the trident. But in addition to the mythological uses for trident, it's also the logo for the nation of Ukraine. It's their logo. It's on their state seal. Also, the trident is used in a lot of the badges and awards and medals in our U.S. military. Those of you that are in the military, you know what I'm talking about. Because for the parts of military that have to do with the ocean, because Poseidon used the trident as his weapon. And on top of that, we also have the trident nuclear submarine in the U.S. arsenal, and we have the Trident missile. Trident missile is a nuclear missile. We've given some to Great Britain. So the Trident is a missile used to destroy. So the big question is, but why did they say it? Now we strike. Who's doing the talking, first of all? See, in order to decode this message, we have to look at who is speaking. Is it the little girl that was speaking in that commercial? Is she representing somebody? Is she representing the New World Order? Is she representing a non-human entity? Is she representing a philosophical thought? Now, of course, on the surface, it's about Maserati. That's a given. But now we're looking under the surface. The Maserati Ghibli, by the way, the vehicle that this commercial was for. Now, the Ghibli is the Libyan term for a dust storm, a sandstorm. And the Arabic term for the sandstorm is a haboob. Many of you are familiar with that. In the Middle East, they call it the haboob. You see the sandstorm going along the ground. It's very quick, shows up, and it's very damaging. Our military experienced the haboobs when they were in Iraq. So the Ghibli is the Libyan term for the haboob. So it's the same thing. It's a sandstorm, a dust storm. Now that's very telling. We could look at the layers of that. So there are a lot of layers that talk about what it meant. And I'm going to spend some time in the next sessions dissecting this commercial because I've watched this commercial many, many times. I lost count, probably 20 to 50 times. I have watched it over and over. I've paused it. I've looked at still images. And ladies and gentlemen, the profound message in the Maserati commercial is not just in the Trident. It's in the entire thing. They revealed many, many things in that commercial. And I'm going to talk about it in the next program. Also, there's another thing that I'm going to share. And I'm not going to be able to do it in this portion because we're running out of time. But the military tribute that was given during the halftime show to a lot of people was a beautiful thing. They said this is one of the best Super Bowl shows because at the very end of the halftime show, Bruno Mars sang a love song and they allowed five different enlisted service people in the military to give a video shout out to their loved ones. While the introductory music was playing, some service people were shown on the big Jumbotron screen and they said, I want to say hi to my loved ones. I love you. I'll see you soon, because they're in Afghanistan or wherever they were. Now, the Super Bowl did that and many people loved it. They said, oh, that was beautiful. Oh, made me cry. And ladies and gentlemen, I have dissected that, and that thing has volumes and layers and layers and layers of hidden information. Bruno Mars, while he's an artist, an entertainer, he's also a cleric for the New World Order, but his name represents so many things. Mars is the god of war. And at the end of the portion where the children sang and the field exploded, after they said prepare, Bruno Mars immediately started playing the drums. He did a drum solo. That right there was representative of war. He is Mars. He represents the god of war. He was beating the drums of war. And then his drum kit was on a little temporary stage that started to move backwards. It started close to the middle of the field and it was on rails. And then it started to move and it joined the stage that was on the sidelines. He got off and started to sing. While he played the drums, his drum kit was moving. The god of war is beating the drums of war across the land. You see, folks, everything they did meant something. But the theme that I have been able to uncover thus far is very telling, and this is what it is. War is coming. We're going to see war. We're not talking about those little theaters, you know, where people yawn and behind a video screen and blow up things in Iraq or Afghanistan with a drone. Folks, this is going to be the big one. This is going to be big time war that's coming, and it's going to be in several theaters. I've been able to uncover that based on the symbolism, we're going to see wars occur in a variety of places of the world. We're going to see them take place against Russia. We're going to see them take place in Africa in some theaters, and we're also going to see them in the Middle East, three different areas. I know that it appears that Obama's keeping this thing low-key, and I don't know how long it's going to stay low-key, but it's all theater right now because the New World Order wants war, and they have projected that war is coming, and I have found it. War is coming, folks. So in the next portion, we're going to talk about the commercials, and I am going to explain the involvement of our U.S. military. There were huge messages projected by our military, folks. Anyway, we've reached the end of this program. I appreciate you listening. Please share this message with your loved ones. I know that I shared some things that were heavy duty. I know that I talked about some subjects that were very serious. But folks, this is where we are. The prepare message has been decoded, and it has to do with war. It has to do with destruction. It's about military. It's about bombs blowing up across the country. Folks, listen to this program several times, and please take this seriously. Please do not just let this be another program. Folks, the main message that I want to leave you with is the Illuminati stated out of mockery that people aren't going to be ready when it happens. So please do not be a part of that statistic of those who were not ready. Every one of you can do something. All of you can. And if you don't know what to do, ask God about it. In fact, that's stage one. That's step one. Seek Him, the counsel of God. Seek Him first, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you may have to do some radical things. Some of you may have to actually relocate. You've been putting it off. But when the events arrive, it's going to be too late to try to rent the U-Haul after the missiles are flying. It's too late to go to the store when the missiles are flying. It's too late to get your life in order and do that soul searching and get stronger with God when the missiles are flying. So my friends, we have a lot of homework right now. Well, I thank you for listening. Please continue to pray for me, for my health, And please don't forget your support of this ministry. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website at watchmanscry.com and contact us there. All right, folks, stay safe, stay full of God, get strong, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.